The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour two of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, May 26, 2020. I'm Richard Carey, filling in for John Stadmiller, and we're currently on the line with Charles in Florida. Hello, Charles. If you wanted to continue.
Hi, Richard. How you doing, Richard?
All right.
Yeah, another article in the truthseeker.co.uk. Belarus never locked down. That's the country. It's near Russia. Belarus. And COVID infections and death had been tiny. Marco Marjanovic, Russia Insider, May 23rd, 2020, goes on about their population, 9.5 million. Belarus deaths of people so far tested positive for COVID-19. 185 as a percentage of 9.5 is 0.0002%. And it goes on, just tiny amounts, you know, like happened in Sweden and Japan and South Korea. You know, they all go back to business. They all go back to school like nothing happened. But here we have this tyrannical globalist regime under the World Health Organization. Bill Gates and the CDC and all these globalist organizations, Marxist technocrat, want to rule our lives.
Yeah, and, well, we're gonna get different motives, in different nations, depending just on how much they're able to be bought and paid for, how much they can play their own agendas, with this as a way of furthering those agendas. I had one report mentioning that Italy, for example, had a lot of the elderly who it's claimed were getting sick, not necessarily from this COVID-19, but from a vaccine they received the prior season. It can definitely vary. As far as these other factors, such as that example, and just how much they're padding the numbers, incentivizing hospitals financially, and all this sort of thing, and just of course the shaming and pressure. I mean, even if it's not financially everywhere in Europe, but here we have so much evidence with doctors coming out, and so many of these issues regarding the misreported deaths, which would be attributed to other
reported deaths. The reported deaths in Italy, I've seen examples here they've had on the Truth Seeker, of members of parliament in Italy calling it lies, that the whole thing has been padded and fudged, the statistics, there's nowhere the number of deaths at all. It's just, it shows how corrupt the international medical establishment is. You know, they just take money and everything is COVID-19, if they give you enough money. in American hospitals. And American hospitals are going broke, too, because they're not treating regular people. They're shoving plastic tubes down elderly people's throats, you know, these so-called ventilators. 80% of the people that have ventilators die. You know, you could be young, you could die. I mean, remember, just think about somebody forcing a plastic tube right down your throat. Try to breathe with that. Yeah, that shows the quackery of modern medicine. It's just like they never got rid of bleeding, you know, they used to have until the 20th century. George Washington died of these quack doctors bleeding him. He had a flu or something, and he wasn't that old. He was in his 50s. But, I mean, in the 18th century, maybe that was...
But it's just so highly politicized. Of course, I would say it is primarily stemming from economic motives, you know. I mean, there was a coming crash that was necessary. They needed a scapegoat. They couldn't go back to business as usual and not be blamed. They needed something else to blame it on. And, you know, this is an amazing excuse. It's being claimed already that it's the greatest single redistribution of wealth, to the ultra rich.
The ultra rich have made trillions out of this. They've sold short because they knew about it beforehand. This was known like a year and a half ago that this pandemic was going to happen. The CARES Act, CARES, I got a check for $1,500 from CARES, and I got a thing here and a thing from the government explaining in Spanish and English. Mm-hmm. The CARES Act in 2019, the original act, wasn't passed, but it had in there already about a pandemic before it ever happened. So they, sneaky bastards, still passed it, but they passed it in 2020. Yeah, remember the CARES Act? You get an original copy of the 2019 CARES Act, and it has about this event that's this psyop that was created by the government. They created the virus, and they created everything. The Chinese didn't do this.
Oh no,
it was created in the University of North Carolina and Harvard University at Chapel Hill.
I don't even look that far into the specifics, but I'm not convinced it came from China as a bioweapon. This whole blame China sort of thing.
Well, it was introduced when they had the war games and
the numbers.
10 nations were over there in China and Wuhan.
Well, I think the most important thing is looking at the numbers, looking how the science reflects this lockdown wasn't justified. The numbers don't reflect this. A lockdown was justified. How much the numbers are being padded, and it doesn't even matter where it comes from, you know. And that can be a distraction, no matter who's right. Is all I'm pointing out. And so they like to keep that going forever with other, just like a lot of theories on what happened
to Twin Towers. Say different things at different times,
right?
You know, Trump doesn't. Trump is so stupid; he doesn't notice that. They say originally Anthony Fauci said, "Oh, there's nothing to worry about. You know, it's just a mere flu virus." Oh, yeah. And then suddenly he does a 180, and then Birx said they're both Charles, are involved with Bill Gates and his Bayans.
He definitely changed the story a number of times as far as the severity of the protected death.
This. He's not stupid.
The use of masks, even. I mean, certainly, I don't see how those in power could not have known, had the right people advising them to know this lockdown was not the right thing to do. It wouldn't make a difference. Charles, I'm going to have to, though, cut it short. We do have some other calls building up, it looks like. I just want to try to distribute the time. Well, I appreciated your call. It was a good chat. You know, I just see it so politicized, you know, and it's, although primarily economic, it just has so many people now pushing it for these agendas. Soros had a meeting with all the Democratic governors, telling them to try to stay locked down as much as possible for as long as possible. And so, they'd love for there to just barely be a break before the next flu season. And, you know, we're getting a lot of articles saying that, that the recovery is just a hoax. But I appreciate your call. If you have any final word, Charles. Okay, all right. Well, let's go to Gregory in California. Sorry for the wait. Gregory, welcome to the show.
Hello,
Gregory.
Yes. Hello, Richard. Yes, hello, everybody from RBN. You know I love you. Listen to you all the time. I think I'm addicted.
I'm sorry for making you wait so long, sir. I should have got to your call a little sooner. What's on your mind today, Gregory?
Yeah, I was on one of these damn phones to get, the brain cancer phone. But that's okay. I need to build up my resistance toward that, too. A little douse here and there helps the immune system, just like I was getting my immune system built up today, like I try to do every day with a lot of exposure to sun. And then I was thinking, as a mosquito was biting me, and I try not to beat them into me because, you slap when you pump everything he was sucking out of you back in and then some of his stuff. So I try to just not kill him and fly away. But that's my proclivity. But I'm getting vaccinated right now. Trumpy and Fauci and Devil Bill Gates of where he comes from. And I think he is reincarnation of Devil Bill Rockefeller, a.k.a. Livingston. You know, the famous snake oil salesman that was selling people oil from the ground that was bubbling up, I think it was in Pennsylvania. And, of course, the people would still die, but they died happier when he put alcohol with the oil. And then, of course, we have his son, John D., that made up Standard Oil. And it's queer that most of the pharmaceuticals are oil-based products. And I'm talking crude oil, not the natural oils that do the healing. And that's what our medical industrial complex, mafia or whatever you want to call it, has turned into. It's just a bunch of snake oil salesmen. Like I heard today that on the station that, I just lost my train of thought. I'm sorry, Richard.
No worries. But while you're getting
so many things I'd like to discuss with everybody on the phone here. But
I can't believe though that
we don't
they actually
have that many precious moments. Oh, one right. thing I really sure. do, I really have to hold contention with you is you called these morons that are controlling the narrative right now our leaders. They're not leaders, they're herders, and everybody following them are a bunch of babas.
I stand corrected.
And that's what I do when I'm standing in line, is I do these, especially like at the DMV or someplace like that where you have to stand in line, I'll put out little, little farm noises. It's so frustrating, it's unconscionable, I tell you.
Yeah, it's hard to find a word that doesn't insult them enough, overlords, oligarchs, I don't want to give them that much credit, but I hear you. Yeah,
well, as far as I'm concerned, they live, but they don't live, they evil. Turn the word live backwards and they evil, and they be evil mofo, let me tell you. I mean, just like the movie They Live, these are ugly human beings as defined in Ballantyne's Law Dictionary of 1898, I think it is, that tells you to look up monster when you,
you I tell you, Gregory, I mean, I don't know. I can't believe it's not more common knowledge that Bill Gates has this history of talking about depopulation agendas and how vaccines can be one of the, if we're smart about it, that vaccines can be one of the means to accomplish this. Going back to conferences in 2006, they have them still up on YouTube. And I don't know, maybe I've just been listening to independent radio too long. I don't realize just how many people just think of Bill Gates as this, you know, this nice software designer who has our best interests in heart. And allegedly, at first, he stood up to the government about intrusion upon our privacy with back doors before giving in. And that's how we're supposed to think of him, as some sort of, you know, a knowable entrepreneur who tried or something. Well, he was born into the money.
Titans.
And
the Clash of the Titans? Mm-hmm. These guys are putting themselves up to be like the gods. We're better than the gods. We don't give them our love anymore. We're there. And then Hades came up and turned her into an old witch. But, oh, that was such a, and I'm watching it over and over again for some reason, because I glean a lot of different information every time I do it, depending on the moment that I watch it. But, yeah, these guys are not our leaders. We need to herd them up, and we know who they are. And right now is the perfect time to do it. I mean, we take out the money changers, and they change money, which is precious metals coined at a mint, that's the true definition of it, into what I call Rothschild slave tokens. And if we'd use that vernacular more often and not, in essence, not tell the full truth about the currency that we're currently coerced into our servitude with. Oh, mm-hmm. God, it's that. And if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't be in the predicament we are. If they hadn't committed treason in 1913, or hell, the Civil War, that, what is it, Abraham Springsteen, John Stuart Mill, He turned me on to that guy's name, the AKA Lincoln moron. Oh, but yeah.
Well, other than the Revolutionary War, what could you really justify? You know, as far as the history, as far as the looking out for, you know, American citizens first. It's it's certainly a bloody history. I mean, I heard a recent report. It's only been 4 years where we haven't been at war in the history of the nation. In some way, shape, or form. That's a pretty horrible track record.
Well, that's only because in those 4 years they were building up for the next one and planning it out, you know, and figuring out what the holy halibut we're going to do next to disparage and steal, kill, rape, plunder, and kill. And that's what they do. That's all they do. And they are not alive. They evil is what I'm trying to tell you. We need to round them up. Used to be I'd have killed them with this cool, bloody, what's a guillotine? You know, where you stack them up like 20, 30, 50 deep on it. But no, I don't want to kill no more. I'm not into that. What we do is round them up, put them on their aircraft carriers and their big old plush streamliner boaties, and ship them off to Bikini Island. You know, where they did all those fun, fantastic testing on a nuclear bomb, because we've got to be ahead of the race because we're better than everybody else. Mm-hmm. Give me a bloody break. I'm no better than an amoeba crawling on my skin right now, because we both have the same thing in common, and that's nobody leaves this planet alive. Or stays here for very long, really.
Thank you.
And when you comprehend that, pardon me.
Yeah. When you comprehend that,
I say when you comprehend that, everything that we're listening to and being programmed with, it's a flipping bloody lie.
Absolutely.
I was trying to tell some guys last night on the radio station to ground yourself to the ground. Put your feet on the ground.
Thanks a lot for your call. We got another break coming. Thanks for your call, Gregory.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Don't know where we're rolling to. Hello, folks. Back the National Intel Report. Richard Carey filling in for John Stadmiller. And going back to our callers here, thank you all for being patient. We have Tom in Florida on the line. Tom, I've listened to many a call of yours on John and Michael's shows. Welcome.
Good day to you, Richard. And yeah, Steve called and he made a lot of great points. I just want to say that he's right. This is a plandemic, scandemic, whatever you want to call it. I don't know, communist COVID. I don't. It's perplexing. You know, I have to say, Rich. You know, as far as I don't know if it was made in China or made in North Carolina. I don't know. We still really don't know the answer to that. But I really do believe this has turned into a big plandemic. You know, it's funny. I called about 2 weeks ago, and I saw the same repeats on the old TV series. I'm sure you remember the old Wild Wild West with James West. And they're showing there's going to be a pandemic, and West has got to get the virus stopped from China. They have a China, the Chinese were part of the plot, and of course the Wild Wild West. So, you know, like your caller one mentioned, maybe this was made in the United States. I don't know. Maybe it was made in China, and that's not really the reason I called your show, other about this COVID nonsense. But it is what it is. I mean, as far as it's a new world order. There's no question about that. But what's going to happen here is China and I believe the United States will go into a cold war. I do believe that will happen. Some way there'll be a cold war because it's all about money. This whole thing is about money, 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 money. Nothing but money. The Chinese are going to get filthy or rich. The United States, all these pharmaceutical companies are going to get rich for the vaccine, whatever. They're going to try to perpetrate on the American public. It's just nonsense. But, you know, people are waking up. Thank God for that. And another thing, Rich, the reason I called your show, I don't know if you had a chance the other night to listen to Billy Cunningham. He had his guest on all the time, which is a guy named Wayne Allen Root. Did you hear him?
No. I missed it. Tell us about it, though, please.
Well, first off, he's talking about every patient that dies with COVID, the hospitals get $39,000 a patient. So every time a person dies in a hospital with COVID, Wuhan flu, whatever you want to call it, whatever, the virus, the hospitals are receiving $39,000. Maybe Steve knows about
that.
Sorry
to interrupt, but I believe what I heard was $39,000 for each person put on a ventilator, and $13,000, whether they die or not, every patient who's COVID-19 positive, they don't even have to die, as far as incentivizing, just the numbers, as far as the cases and the deaths at the same time that way, you know, that way if they happen, you know, whether it's a death or just someone they admit. We're not getting anywhere near the numbers we should for so many other causes of death. This season, so far, it's already pretty clear, but I mean,
yeah,
we have reports saying, but Tom, I don't know. I hear like 30% of the public will refuse a vaccine, won't want to take it. 72% of Americans would take a COVID-19 vaccine is what some of the reports are coming out saying. I mean, when you mentioned China, Tom, I do see another advantage. I mean, of course, we're largely in debt to them. They are still an industrial powerhouse when we don't produce nearly as much as they do to sustain all of our technical gadgets as well. And then, of course, their population is not as divided. You know, I mean, our citizens, there's so much divide and conquer. Some of it maybe is against some races more than others. There's clearly an anti-white agenda going on in the West now, in the U.S. and Europe. But we have so much divide and conquer, both demographically and politically now. And the Chinese don't have as much of that among their citizens and aren't nearly as in debt, are producing more. I don't know. I mean, these are all factors against us, Cold War or Hot War. And, of course, Russia would back them in a Hot War. That would be insanity.
Yeah, no, Richard, I agree with you. And I think you are right. I believe it was 39,000 for people get put on ventilators. So that's what I believe a guy on Cunningham was talking about the other night. So, yeah, you're right. And it's all about money, like I say. But the reason I really wanted to discuss this is because I listen to this guy every couple of weeks. I listen to Cunningham's show because it's informative. But, you know, Root is absolutely right. This whole thing has been a plandemic, like Steve said. It's a plandemic with immigration, illegal immigration. You got 38 million illegals in this country, okay? You had a swine flu. No, they didn't shut the government down for swine flu. They didn't shut the government down in 1918 for the Spanish flu. Okay, they certainly haven't shut the government down and doing all this nonsense when we had a big influx of tuberculosis. When people were getting tuberculosis.
Huh? Can I hold you over? Can you stick around for a minute?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be right back. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here, back with Tom in Florida on the National Intel Report. Tom, what else did you want to bring up?
Well, first of all, I like that song you just played there. It reminds me of Murray blowing up the golf course. That was wonderful.
Caddyshack, you were mentioning, tuberculosis, some of the past situations and responses or lack of such an over-response.
Yes, that's exactly right. They never did these major shutdowns when this was all going on. They never shut our border off when all these people were sneaking in with all kinds of disease. I mean, and now all of a sudden, New York and New Jersey are having these outbreaks. You know, it's mostly all over the United States. And it looks too fictitious, man. It's starting to look really fictitious, like you mentioned earlier. I mean, we always have flu seasons that people die from the flu. Most of these people are 80 years old, Richard. And what they had on Mad Drudge today? Haven't seen the Drudge report today?
No, I haven't.
I like Drudge too much because he's a leftist, but he does have it on today where he's mentioning that 80% of supposedly, according to what I saw in Drudge and Newsmax, 80% of the people who came down with COVID 19 are Afro-American. 80%.
Okay? I've heard some people trying to use that to claim that any white people who are complaining about the lockdown or seen outside without masks are just trying to genocide blacks and are racist and genocidal. So, yeah, I mean, that's another example of people trying to use this for their own agendas, whatever their agendas are, you know, politically and for their own careers and profit.
Right. And you know, Drudge, he's really good at that. He's a spinmeister. I call him spin doctor. He's a great spin doctor. But also right under where he's talking about 80% of the Afro-Americans in New York, New Jersey, and Illinois, they got COVID-19. He's also mentioning that they had 12 murders in Chicago. They had 42 shootings. They had 42 shootings in Chicago over the weekend for Memorial Day, and 12 dead. And they haven't had this many murders since 2015. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, you know, actually, I forgot to mention where I'm located. But yeah, you know, I'm in Chicago, Illinois, born and raised in Chicago here. I grew up near Midway Airport on the south side, and yeah, I'm certainly not happy with the governor or the mayor in this situation where I am. I'd much sooner be elsewhere. You know, my mother's passed on. My father's retired and out of state. You know, he's a retired Chicago policeman, actually, so he's seen his share of you know, the worst of the city as well, so to speak. But yeah, well, I mean, I haven't actually been keeping up too much, but I with the mandates of the mayor and governor, for callers possibly asking me, I really should look into that more. But I from what I'm told, Pritzner is being one of the most draconian governors as far as his response in Illinois here up to the current.
Well, you know, Richard, the mayor you got there, that Lightfoot, she is a utopian socialist communist. I wouldn't even say socialist. She's a communist. She's a utopian type communist. Her cities, you guys are supposed to have the strictest gun laws in the United States, but you have all these murders over the weekend, and you know, we're hearing about Corona, but we don't hear nothing about this in the mainstream media because they're a bunch of cover-ups. Like I said, they're all spin doctors, spin meisters, and they're basically Bolshevik communists. MSLSD and Communist News Network, CNN, Communist News Network. I mean, Ted Turner said it best. Who controls the mind controls the media. You know, who controls the media controls the mind, excuse me. He controls the media will control the mind. And that's what's happening worldwide. And you were mentioning Bill Gates and this Soros, George Soros. These guys are criminals. There's no question about it. They're criminal. What they got away with is unbelievable. Okay? And all I can say is Bill Gates is worried about what's going on in the United States. Well, Bill Gates, you know, I don't know if he realizes, but in China and India, between those two countries alone, you have 100 more million men than you do women, Richard. And that's a big play with this coronavirus nonsense, too, is you got almost 100 million more men in both of those countries than women. Think about what that ploy is.
Oh, yeah, definitely add to the depopulation agenda. To be sure.
Yeah.
And
we're
I mean,
a major storm here for that.
Well, again, I mean, here, but it's amazing that Trump is, you know, just glossing over or not acknowledging that Gates has this past of a depopulation sort of a focus, and that no one is. It just shows how controlled the corporate media is that no one's asking him this question, you know, whatsoever.
Exactly.
But yeah, exactly. It's just Orwellian. I mean, it's like we're living in this complete doublespeak world. I'm wanting some They Live glasses to be able to pass out to people, Tom, because I don't know. There's no getting through to most people, you know.
I hear you. Anyway, Richard, let me go. I know you got to listen to this, but I just want to say one more thing. This immigration problem. When I heard the figures, it's unbelievable. And they show it on One American News. And there's so many illegals, how much money it's costing the taxpayers, and they want to talk about Corona. But in the meantime, we've been invaded with multiple millions of people who did not come here to represent our philosophies. Believe that, most of them. Some of them do, but a lot of them don't. It's only about money. Like I said, it's all about the money. Chase the money.
And absolutely.
Republicans, Democrats are all guilty.
Oh, yes. They're not. They don't. I mean, a lot of these immigrants are never going to appreciate our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, First Amendment, Second Amendment. and the handouts just increase that sense of dependency and unquestioned loyalty as a result. But no, I really appreciate your call. It was a good chat, Tom.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you very much.
All right, and we have Pat in Fort Worth, Texas. Pat, thank you for the long wait. Welcome to the show.
Oh, okay. Well, I want everybody to get a pencil because I think they need to write some of this stuff down. One thing we need to do is get out of that cursed United Nations Civil Rights Council. According to Gary Kaa, he wrote En Route to Global Occupation and One World Religion, and he has actual, you know, forms and, you know, letters and all kind of stuff in his books, and he has facts. You know that actually Pompeo and Nikki Haley said in June 2018 that we're leaving the UN Council because it's not fair. First of all, the UN is run by Muslims, and only people who want to stay in it are the Democrats because they say we work better on the inside. Yeah, and the gays, because the gays are using that for, when it says human rights, they usually talk about themselves. And I'm sorry, anything against the Bible is not a good human right. You know what I mean? And he says that they intend that what they're going to do now is they're going to require that you take the vaccination, but they're going to entice you because, another lady too, she's with FEMA and she's spilling the beans, and she said it's got something called hydrogel in it, and it combines with your whole body and grows in your body, and you'll never get the nanoparticles out. They'll do that, and they do react
yes.
to.
Oh yes, I was. No, I just was going to interject briefly, Pat. I was mentioning that in the one article I was mentioning, the mRNA 1273. This Moderna Inc. company already has this vaccine out being developed today. And yeah, this, just like you mentioned, uses chemical modifications to stabilize the mRNA and packages it into an injectable form using liquid nanoparticles. It's fast tracking anything, especially something altering your DNA. And with all of these new I don't want any nanoparticles in me. You know, I don't want nanotechnology.
They're hiding
the fact that it's nanotechnology with that phrasing, nanoparticles. I don't think people will pick it up. But
they're going to, it doesn't matter how long they take to do it, but they intend to do the whole world. And they're going to start in the poorer countries and the quote unquote UN refugees people. They're telling them that if you take this, you won't get sick again from anything. Well, you know, some countries aren't going to pay attention to that, like Africa, after Bill Gates got through with giving them polio to everybody.
Right. I can confirm from many sources that, I mean, they're going to bring this in stages. As far as right now, they want this mark that won't quite be an implant. That it will be scannable, though, possibly even from a mobile device, I think they're saying. And then eventually, though, they want to roll out the RFID chip under the skin. Some are saying that it could be nanotechnology that's injected into the bloodstream, and therefore is permanently in the bloodstream there. We're actually getting backed up on calls, though, Pat.
It's their right to have their own number, and everybody in the world is going to have its own number, and it's your right to have your own number. So they're going to make you fight to get it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
What else?
It's called Joan Vienne. She wrote United Nations Global Straitjacket. And some of the things people have been saying earlier is right there in her book, too.
Okay.
So the books are out there, and the people are out there, and just go on YouTube and look for them.
Excellent.
They're still lecturing, but we hope everyone.
All right. Well, I hope everyone looks into those, checks them out. Maybe we'll hear some feedback in the future from the callers. Well, thank you. Thank you, Pat. Like I say, I want to try to get to all the callers. It looks like I got a little backed up, but I thank you. Thank you for your call. I hope to speak to you again. We have Roxanne in Texas. Thank you for waiting, Roxanne. What's on your mind?
Well, I have four bullet points, but I'll probably do two. But I thank you for keeping people on target. Trump doesn't know anything about this. He's a civil person. I don't know why people do this, but what he has done that nobody has done in so many years is put Fauci and all of these other types, Bill Gates, these people are frauds, ruination.
Okay, we lost Roxanne in Texas. Tony in Virginia. Hello, Tony. Thank you for holding.
Yes, this is he. Am I coming through?
Loud and clear, Tony. Yes. Good evening. What's on your mind?
Okay. Good evening, Richard. There must be a delay because you apparently experienced that with other callers. But at any rate, wow, this is awesome. Let me just start off by saying that I love RBN. I'm a longtime listener of Mike Rivero. Found out about John Stedmiller later through a friend. And the reason being is that I found Rivero through YouTube, not through RBN directly. And I basically watched the repeats. And this is the first time I've ever called in. Love that show. It was awesome hearing from Tom in Florida. And I just can't help but thinking, as much as I listened to that show, about like roundtables and how great they are. And so I can't pretend. I know Richard. I've met him through roundtables on a previous network that he worked at. And he had a falling out with them, like pretty much 99% of all the hosts that ever go there. But I digress. But anyway, and when I look at like Rivero's format, it is different. The thing. Well, let me just say I'm sorry because I'm kind of shifting from John Stedmiller's show, and I apologize. But
sure, okay.
One of the things I just can't give enough thanks for is the fact that he has a show that talks about all the political taboo stuff that you're not allowed to talk about, but it's clean, and I can have it on when I'm at work or anywhere around any type of company, and they're going to hear things that they don't hear. So I definitely encourage people out here to support this network. It's an awesome network. If Richard ends up joining this network, I think that would be great. He's actually being humble. He has his own platform even, but I don't know. I don't want to break any rules here, and I don't know what it's about, plugging. I prefer to call it cross promotion. I prefer to call it cross promotion, but I don't want to break any rules, and I don't know what they are.
Networking.
Right, because everybody says it's a network, but it's a shame how much people in the alternate media are so divided, which is what the corporate media wants. And by the way, that's another one, the terminology that Rivero uses that I think it is, because it's all sponsored, bought for, right? You can't speak your mind if it goes against the people that are lining your pockets. But I digress. So, yeah, everybody has to support this network. Wonderful to hear you. Now I know how to listen to this live, so who knows? Maybe I'll call in, but but again, yeah, like what the show has become is like everybody's calling in to this guy, that guy, whatever, instead of like interacting with the host or using the valuable time, which it's intended for you to get in there and say, hey, I did some digging. I did some research. Have any of the audience out there looked at this, and then you're basically plugging ideas or information. Of course, when you do that, you have to source. And so anyway, I digress, but I don't want to break. But anyway, man, I'm sorry to mean to call you, man, but it's just great to hear your voice, and it's great that I figured this thing out with RBN. May she go strong. Long live the Republic. That's
great.
All I had to say. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for your call, Tony. It looks like we're about hitting the break. We have a few more callers coming back in just a moment. That break should be coming in any moment here. That'll work for this broadcast. Laura in Michigan. Hello, thank you for calling.
Hello, Richard. I know you were trying out to be a new host. I wanted to give you a couple of tips. And Mike Rivero makes the same mistakes. Okay, let's pick Tom from Florida. Talk too long. He keeps repeating things. When people start repeating the same thing or they're not giving you new information, he's just regurgitating everything he's heard from other shows. He's not giving us new information. And the same with Dustin. And Mike Rivera's show, Mark started the first hour, he's going to be all news. Second hour, calls. I stopped listening to the second hour because the callers are horrible. I can't believe people think that Tom is great. His mouth runs faster than his brain does. So, I mean, you got to stop him when they keep repeating things.
Laura, you're all right, but I mean, what else? I would like to hear what else you had as your thoughts. I'm just trying not to focus on criticizing anyone in particular, more constructive, but
here's my facts.
All the listeners' points are valuable, but I mean, please, what else did you want to mention?
Okay, I'm from Michigan, okay? I'm from the state with the Bolshevik witch. So anyway, two things. She opened up a homosexual swingers club. That was essential. Churches aren't open, but you can have a homosexual swingers club called Taboo. You can look it up. It's really bad. So anyway, luckily the Ingham County Health Department closed them down. Not the governor, but Ingham County Health Department. Number two, the governor thinks she's the queen. So she wouldn't open any marina in Michigan till June 10th. Now we're in the Great Lakes state. There's hundreds of state marinas. So anyway, they don't open until June 10th. Well, up in Traverse City, this guy got a call, and they said, could I get my boat into Traverse City? He says, no, we can't open until June 10th. He says, would it help us to know that I'm the husband of the governor? Oh, see, the rules are for us, but not for her.
So oh, yeah,
she
we're
wants
getting
to get her boat in early
oh, yeah.
and get ahead of everybody.
We're getting a lot of that from our governors and mayors, certainly. I mean, they're figuring they have a card to the elite club by following all of these orders from above. I mentioned all of the Democratic governors at a conference call with George Soros, insisting that they all stay locked down as much as possible for as long as possible. And so this is very politicized and, of course, tied in with the with all of the tracking and all of the plans for vaccines, even the testing. But, thank you. It looks like we have only a few minutes for the other callers, but I appreciate your call. We have Ed in Utah. Hello, Ed.
Yeah, Richard.
Yes, hi.
Hello?
Hi. Yes, hi, Ed.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Good job today sitting in for John. I thought you were from Michigan the way you sounded there, so you're from Chicago. But listen, about Washington State and Governor Inslee, when this first broke out, you don't hear much about the Kirkland Rest Home where the first cases were supposedly reported way back in end of February, early March, Richard. And I thought it had a lot to do with the Chinese influx. Well, that's what I thought at the time. I don't know if they wanted me to think that or whatever. But more and more, look who's there, the gates of hell, Bill Gates of hell, right there in Seattle. So you have a possibility, especially when they don't want to repeat what was on a broadcast, on a telecast with a nurse that worked at the nursing home there, Richard, that they had almost like a petechiae, a redness around the eyes. All of these initial old folks that died in this nursing home. And therefore, I'm thinking, I would hate to think the worst that they were murdered, but you can't put that past these people. Inslee, his former chief of staff, Mary Alice, is on the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And it's the same Inslee that called that police chief to fire that brave cop, Greg Anderson, that is standing up to the shock troops that want to bring this about. So I'm thinking that that's why Seattle was, in reality, the first so-called infection reported. You had the actors up there, the Bill Gates people, and Inslee, who was Bill Clinton's Human Health Services, HHS head, and a regional health director at one time. So basically he's acting as a public health official in role of governor, both in the lockdown and possibly had something to do with this rest home initial death count. What do you say to that, Richard?
Oh, absolutely. But, I mean, so many of these people, it's turning out, have had pasts with different factions who have had premeditative knowledge, prior knowledge, and a lot of advanced planning, certainly. But
right.
Fauci, yes, I mean, it's definitely an extraordinary conflict of interest. I can't believe no one's pointing that out with him. And the idea of Gates having more control over our health, our sovereignty of our body than we do, when he's just an entrepreneur who fell into a trust fund as a child, you know, wound up with a software company, and he's supposed to be a health expert and have more say over our body than we should. The Constitution and Bill of Rights be damned. It's just absurd.
Richard,
it's a sci-fi. The sci-fi world we're living in. What else did you want to add?
Right. Well, you are familiar with John Rappaport, correct?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, nomorefakenews.com. That's my hero there. He has rightly divided the word on this, as far as I'm concerned, Richard. He explains it. He's done plandemics. He was in the controlled media with CBS News. He's done the ropes. He's done the research. He's the main man, to me, explaining what's going on. And a bevy of other, I believe, doctors have come forward, inspired by John Rappaport. And God bless George Norrie on Coast to Coast for having him on in early April to help get this out. And Tom from Florida is right about one thing. Bill Cunningham is doing the work along with Laura Ingraham and Rush Limbaugh in the mainstream. Without them, we'd be much further behind here, Richard. And lastly, Donald Trump, he is playing along, but we have to hope that what he's doing is letting them expose themselves, hanging themselves, and they are Gretchen in Michigan and Fauci and all these people exposing themselves. We better hope that's all he's doing.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. And Murr in Wisconsin, I'm sorry we couldn't find more time for you. Please, what's on your mind? I'm sorry, Murr. Thank you, everyone. It's been a pleasure. Please support RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Regards.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.